When you're stumbling in the darkness and you're lost out in the night.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it.
When you can't see the wise choice to make.
The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple.
When you feel dead inside.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word.
Turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless and give me life in your ways.
This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life.
I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life.
Today, a closer look at what God's word says about God's word. Happy New Year. You're listening to Revive Our Hearts Weekend with Nancy DeMoss Walgemuth, author of A 30-Day Walk with God in the Psalms. I'm Dana Gresh. We kicked off the new year by looking at Psalm 119, and we want to go back to that today. Here's our host, Nancy DeMoss Walgemuth.
This is a time of year when many of us are making New Year's resolutions. Even if you don't write them down or make them in a formal way, you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to get to the gym. I'm going to lose 15 pounds that I put on over Christmas. I'm going to do this or this every day. And sometimes those New Year's resolutions by the end of this week, you know, they're out the door, forgotten. But there's a New Year's resolution I want you to make that I trust you will remember all year long. And that's this very simple challenge to read the Bible every day this year. Now, I'm not saying how long. You don't have to read it for an hour every day. Some of you, you're in a place where you can do that and you'd like to. That's great. I'm not saying how long. I'm not saying that you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do it. I'm not saying when or what you read or that you have to read sequentially through the whole Bible. We're going to offer some help, some reading plans, some things. If you need a track to run on, we can provide that for you. But the challenge is just really simple. Read your Bible every day this year.
Okay. So if you're thinking, I'm on board, I want to do this, then stay tuned because we'll give you more information in a little bit. On the other hand, if you still need some convincing, keep listening. You're going to hear a divinely inspired commentary on why the Bible is valuable. Now, we've done a fair amount of feasting in recent days and weeks, but how about feasting on God's word? Girls, we cannot just snack on our Bibles. We need to step up to a full course meal as we mature in the faith. And our goal here at Revive Our Hearts is to help you grow in your passion for the Bible. We want you to become a woman of the Word this year and for the rest of your life. We want you to feast on God's Word. Well, Psalm 119 is like a delicious, nourishing stew for your soul. And we're going to hear the entire psalm in just a moment. But first, here's Nancy to help set the context.
With very few exceptions, almost every verse in this psalm refers to the Word of God. One author who has written a chapter on Psalm 119 says that this psalm helps us see the mind-blowing beauty, the sin-killing power, and the breathtaking expanse of God's Word. Now, on the first reading, this psalm can seem a bit repetitive. And it is repetitive. And to some, they might even think it's a bit boring. In the psalm, there are at least 8 terms that are used as synonyms for the Word of God. You see them over and over again. Most of them are used 20 or more times. Each of these 8 synonyms. And each of these synonyms tells us something about the nature or the character of the Word of God. So we have these synonyms. Whenever you read these words, statutes, precepts, commandments, rules, ordinances, decrees, the law of the Lord, we're talking about the Word of God. That's what's being referred to here.
That's our host, Nancy DeMoss Walgemuth, helping us understand a little more about this amazing psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119. In the days prior to coronavirus restrictions, Revive Our Hearts held what we called the Sisters in Ministry Summit. It was a group of women with established podcasting or writing ministries, and we gathered to share with and learn from each other. To start one of our days together, we took turns reading our way through Psalm 119. Now, there are too many women to list their names individually, but if you feel like you might recognize a voice or two, check the transcript of today's program. You'll find our names there at reviveourhearts.com. Now sit back, rest in the truth of these words, and allow your heart to be washed in the water of the Word as you begin 2021. Here is Psalm 119.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have treasured in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and regard thy ways. I shall delight in thy statutes. I shall not forget thy word.
Do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing, for your laws are at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commands. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart.
Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes, and I will always keep them. Help me understand your instruction, and I will obey it and follow it with all of my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it. Turn my heart to your decrees, and not to dishonest profit. Turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless, and give me life in your ways. Confirm what you said to your servant, for it produces reverence for you. Turn away the disgrace that I dread, and indeed your judgments are good. How I long for your precepts. Give me life through your righteousness.
Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort and my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has befallen to me, that I have kept your precepts.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes.
You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes that I may not be put to shame.
My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. Yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, and I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are a heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end.
I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I might keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe, and have regard for you, for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments.
I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above fine gold, above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way.
Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live.
With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever.
Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.
Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you.
Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
Wow. The supreme value of God's word shines through so powerfully in Psalm 119, doesn't it? That's a group of women, and formerly we like to call ourselves the Sisters in Ministry. We were reading Psalm 119, which is all about the treasures, the merits, the amazing benefits of the word of God. So let me ask you, and let me be honest, I'm asking myself, what role will the Bible play in our lives in this new year? Can you and I commit to read it every day? There's no right or wrong way to go about spending time in God's word on a daily basis. The important thing is that you read it, meditate on it, or think about it, chew it over in your mind, and obey it. If you find it helpful to follow a systematic reading plan, we're listing several options for you at our website, reviveourhearts.com. There's a link to them in the transcript of this program. And I would be remiss not to let you know about our newest Bible study in our series, Women of the Bible. This one is all about the Bible character, Ruth. Now, she experienced the redeeming grace of God in some truly amazing, life-changing ways. And the lessons she learned apply to you and me, too. The Women of the Bible study on Ruth would be a great way to start off your year feasting on the Word of God. We'd love to send it to you as our way of saying thank you for your donation of any amount. To make a gift, visit reviveourhearts.com or call us at 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. When you look at the stars, do you see God's glory? Next week, Nancy DeMoss Wagelmuth is going to be talking about stars, one star in particular, the one that led 3 wise men to Jesus. We hope you'll join us next time for Revive Our Hearts Weekend. Pointing you to the greatest lamp for your feet and light for your path. Revive Our Hearts Weekend is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.